early in-person voting has begun in many places in Kansas today, including Johnson County. Still, issues over new voter registration linger. There are developments in this story today, and following that is KCUR's Ellie Moxley. She joins us now. And Ellie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Late last week, you broke the news on our website that new voters registering in Kansas were getting wrong information up until the deadline to register, which was last Tuesday. What was wrong about the information they received?
So we're talking specifically about Kansans who registered to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicles using the federal form. And they were getting a receipt with their voter registration that basically said that they needed to follow up with their local election authority and provide proof of citizenship, you know, a birth certificate, a passport, something that indicated they were able to vote in Kansas. And that information was wrong because there's an ongoing legal battle right now with the Secretary of State's office over kind of what documentation people are going to need to register to vote in Kansas. And a judge has said that, you know, while that case works its way through the system, the Secretary of State needs to fully register these voters who register to vote at the DMV and not require that they provide this additional documentation.
How did you come up with this information to begin with?
You know, a listener actually contacted us and she got a receipt from the DMV. She had just gotten married, moved from the Missouri side to the Kansas side, and was going to the DMV to both change her name and register to vote. And she, because she had heard a story earlier on KCUR about voter registration in Kansas, she knew that the second she read that receipt that it was wrong. So she contacted the League of Women Voters, and she contacted us to see if we could give some clarification on kind of the timeline or why this wrong information was still going out.
You've been talking with the Office of Secretary of State Chris Kobach, Ellie. What does it say about these receipts and this language about voters still needing to show proof of citizenship?
So I do want to acknowledge that if you read this story Friday on our website, we have been updating it as we've gotten more information. What we've actually been doing is we had a timeline on our website that kind of showed the big events, kind of the back and forth between the ACLU, the plaintiffs in the case, and the Secretary of State's office. And we're actually adding additional information that kind of clarifies as we get it. So it's something that's kind of evolving. There's a lot of finger pointing going on kind of who's to blame for the delay. Basically, it seems like the sticking point as the ACLU and the DM or the Secretary of State's office hashed out this what language would be on the DMV results was the November 8th election.
Mm-hmm.
The Secretary of State's office wanted to make it extremely clear that voters could vote on November 8th, but not necessarily in the future, pending the outcome of this legal battle. Whereas the ACLU wanted to say that voters would be fully registered unless they received some other notice. And in the end, the judge did side with the ACLU, and the language that they agreed to was this language that said that they would be fully registered pending, you know, any other official notice. Except, as we found out, that language actually never was implemented before the Tuesday, October 18th deadline to register to vote in Kansas.
Well, the state is currently being sued by the ACLU, which argues the state's rules that new voters registering at DMVs have to show proof of citizenship are unconstitutional. What does the ACLU say about these indications that voters were still getting the wrong information?
You know, they're frustrated. I've been talking to Micah Kubik, the executive director in Kansas. He's disappointed. You know, the Secretary of State is saying, you know, it takes time to make these changes. And obviously, I think all of us can kind of accept that, you know, sometimes the wheels of government turn slowly. But Kubik's point is, you know, this has been going on since basically June, July this summer. There was really no reason in the ACLU's point of view that this language couldn't have been cleared up, you know, back in July. Instead, we kind of went through this back and forth. There was a state board that tried to make a rule that, you know, would create a separate system of voting for folks that used the federal form, and that was struck down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at this point, you know, these folks really should be registered to vote, and they are registered to vote. If you have gotten this receipt that says you need to provide additional proof of citizenship, you do not need to do that. If you are worried about your ability to vote in Kansas, you need to be contacting your local election authority, you know, today. Don't delay, and make sure that you get this sorted out before you go to the polls.
Do we know how many new voters we're talking about here?
Not yet. We will have that number. But basically, this is anyone that has registered to vote in Kansas since June. They've gotten conflicting and and/or misleading information about the status of their citizenship documents. And we do know, going back to the August primary, there were thousands of suspended voters that were eligible to vote in August during that primary, and only 73 of them ended up casting ballots. Now, we don't know if that's because primaries are low turnout or because there was conflicting information going on, you know, right up until the primary date. But, you know, let me be the one that tells you, make sure that if you're a new Kansas voter, or you know someone that is a new Kansas voter, make sure that they understand that they are able to vote without providing that proof of citizenship on November 8th, because as we all know, this is a very important election.
That's Ellie Moxley. She's a reporter with KCUR. Ellie, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.